It's still summer, but it's never too early to start talking about football. NFL training camps have been opening up this week, and the biggest story has been who might not show up for practice. Star wide receiver Terrell Owens of the Philadelphia Eagles has been threatening to hold out. He's apparently unhappy with the contract he signed last year. And he's not the only potential missing player. And since it's Friday, we're joined by sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. Stefan, thank you for showing up.
Hey, Michelle.
So Terrell Owens signed a 7-year, $49 million contract. Why would he want to redo it so quickly?
Well, you have to understand the nature of the NFL contract. A $49 million deal does not mean that a player will ever see $49 million. That's because NFL contracts aren't guaranteed. Only bonuses are guaranteed. So Owens' deal includes around $9 million in guaranteed money. NFL contracts allow teams to release players at virtually any time and not be responsible for the remainder of the contract, unlike in other major sports where all of the money is guaranteed.
So, Stefan, if the teams aren't responsible for the full amount of the contract, why are we always left with the impression that these deals are so large?
It's accounting, basically. The way NFL teams operate is that they're required to pay all their players under a salary cap, a maximum amount they're allowed to pay everybody on the team. The salaries of players go under that, but bonuses are prorated over the life of a contract. So if someone gets, say, $7 or $8 or $10 million up front, that can be spread out over 6 or 7 years for the purposes of the salary cap. It doesn't mean that a player will ever see the money that's promised to him at the end of that deal, because the team will say, hey, we're gonna renegotiate this deal now because the salaries at the end are too high.
Well, back to Terrell Owens and the summer of his discontent. He signed this deal. Why doesn't he like it?
Well, he had a great season last year. He helped get the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl, and it really does undervalue him slightly compared to other wide receivers in the league. His base salary for the coming season is around $3.25 million. And his agent, importantly, is the combative agent Drew Rosenhaus. He didn't negotiate this contract, by the way, and therefore he doesn't get the typical agent's cut of it over the life of the deal. That goes to the previous agent who did negotiate it. But Rosenhaus argues that if teams can cut players whenever they feel like it, players should have the right to renegotiate contracts whenever they want. And the main problem with that, of course, is that's not how the system is structured. So maybe the agent's beef should be with the players' union, not with the Eagles, and he should be trying to find a way to change the system.
So what about the union? Why doesn't the union press for a guaranteed contract as they have in other sports?
Because it actually might not be in the best interests of the players. There's no way that owners would ever agree to long-term deals in football because the likelihood of players getting hurt and having their careers ended is so much higher in this brutally violent sport. No owner would guarantee players anything other than a one-year deal. So the benefit for players under the current system is they get a lot of money, they can get it up front, but they don't have that security down the road.
So will Owens report to camp?
Well, he doesn't have many options. If he doesn't show up to camp, he's going to be trying to pressure the Eagles to renegotiate his contract because he's really good and they want him on the field to try to get back to the Super Bowl. But the Eagles already have said that there's no way they're going to reopen this contract after just 1 year, and they can't do it because it would set just a terrible precedent for other teams in the league. So Owens will probably show up. He'll be the center of attention, which he loves. This is a guy that once pulled a Sharpie out of his sock after scoring a touchdown and ran over to the fans and signed an autograph. And the Eagles do want this guy back at some point. So I think what will happen is over the next year, the Eagles will quietly agree to redo this deal, but he won't get what he wants right now.
Always good to talk to you, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.